the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois. Buxley Communications presents Pete Bone. Pete Bone on the line. To talk to Pete Bone, the new voice of America on the move, call 6215 or 55. And for those of you calling outside of the Buxley Communication area, the number is 21, or if you will, 3, depending upon your choice. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of a new America. He won't be denied and he won't be backed down. It's Pete Bone. He's here to stay. Thank you very much, Wally Crisp. Thank you. Good afternoon, Randy.
Good afternoon, Pete.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. America. Welcome, Bonemen and Bonewomen. I'm Pete Bone, and I won't be denied. I won't be backed off. Someone tried, and you know the name, Bob Nozzle.
Did he call?
He did call, and we predicted this last week, didn't we?
Well, I knew that you were expecting a call, and it's what we, if I could tell the audience.
Go ahead.
This is what Pete has called, he knew that he'd be nozzled. Bob Nozzle has, he's been trying to push that sewer bond issue.
Yeah, Bob Nozzle wants to put the city and the county on the hook for another, I don't know how many millions of dollars to put another sewer in up there. In the North Range. Now, Nozzle, as you know, has run for mayor, and he's going to be mounting a campaign very soon for governor of our state. I stand squarely against it. And when Pete Bone stands against something, you had better get out of the way, because I'll stand there, and I'll take a bullet.
I've seen it happen, folks.
I'll take a bullet. Not literally. I won't literally take a bullet, but I'll tell you that I'll take a bullet, and then, of course, I've got to get out of the way.
Somebody's bound to take a shot.
No, if someone's going to really take a shot, I'll say, I'll take your bullet, but when they show up with the gun, I've got to move away. Now, we got some controversy last year because I moved Randy in front of me, and that was instinctive, and I talked to Randy about that.
Yeah, we worked that out. I'll
explain it, because I don't want you to... you're emotional when we get on this topic.
Well, you understand that I'm a father, and...
Now, I know, Randy, you're a father. How many times are we going to hear about Randy being a father and a husband? I know that.
Yeah, but you grabbed me and pulled me in front of you.
I understand that, but I'm going to tell people why. Okay?
All right.
As you know, my sidekick, Randy Bremmer, who is one of the finest gentlemen and one of the most courageous people, is, unfortunately, he has a serious, serious drinking problem that has caused me...
Oh, for God's sake, Pete.
Hold on. Has caused me and his own family embarrassment. Now, wait. I grabbed Randy and pulled him in front of me last year... At the Poughkeepsie, at the Pittman personal appearance. Poughkeepsie was the beer, right?
It was Poughkeepsie Beer Promotion.
Poughkeepsie Beer Promotion was at the Pittman personal appearance at the Pittman Palisades Parkway. It's a lot to say. And it was for Poughkeepsie Beer at the Pittman Palisade Park.
Well, but you pulled me in front of you.
I know that I pulled. How many times am I going to hear you talk about that? God, butch the hell up.
I'm a husband. All right.
Yeah, you're
a husband.
Yeah. So...
I'm sorry.
It's all right. The audience doesn't know what we're talking about, except... Well, yes, they do, because they're very loyal, but there may be maybe one person who's just tuned in. But what happened was an individual who was unbalanced, an individual who should never have been... allowed to set foot on the walkways and streets and on the avenues where normal people do their business. This individual got loose through the back of the tent and into our personal appearance, Pittman, the Pittman Palisade, at the Pittman Palisade Parkway, where we were doing our broadcast. This individual got loose in the Palisade area and had what appeared to be a gun. We found out later it was a BB gun. It was unloaded, but I felt, and I'm to this day, I don't think they know what they're talking. Police said it was a BB gun. I think they're lying. I know what a real weapon looks like. I can assure you this was a Ruger 9mm. The police said, no, it was a BB gun. I said, you know something? You got your story. I got mine.
And this is what I love about Pete Bone. He does not back down, as they say.
No, I don't back down. But when I saw that man raise that weapon up, I grabbed Randy and I instinctively put him in front of me. Some people criticized me the following day in the paper when he was still doing his column, Bob Nozzle.
Well, Bob Nozzle wrote a column about Pete that was very insulting. He said Pete was a gutless so-and-so and used a lot of colorful language. said that he didn't understand that Pete was doing it for my own good.
I was. I grabbed Randy, knowing he was a broken down drunk, and grabbed him and tried to sober. He was sober, but I wanted to sober his whole internal awareness up, not just sober his brain up, which he'd been sober for about at that point. How long?
6 years.
All right. So he'd been sober 6 years at the point where this gunman, who I think had a 9mm, again, the police say it was a BB gun. Yeah, sure. Boy,
they must think you're stupid.
They really must think there's. And I talked to Captain Roundsden, and Captain Roundsden, along with General Farber, who is the head of the State Patrol, both said to me, no, it's a BB gun. I said, if you're lying to me, I'll have both of your jobs.
Thank you. That's got to be said.
So anyway, I grabbed Randy and I pulled him in front of me. People said I was gutless, and I said, are you kidding me, Pete Bone, gutless? And a great many of you people came to my defense, and I appreciate that very much. But it was Nozzle that wrote the column. Now, Randy then talked to Bob Nozzle and said, no, he was doing it for my own good. He pulled me in front of him so I would have literally the last drop of alcohol that was the fumes of alcohol that were informing my soul burned out of me by that moment of terror and fear. And yes, it came out later that I threatened. See, this is the part that isn't fair.
All right, but let me see. Pete did threaten to fire me if I didn't do that. But I told him, you don't have to threaten me. I want to do it. And so I did.
And some people accused, Bob Nozzle accused me of saying to Randy, tell people that while I did threaten you and I threatened to fire you and you said you don't have to because I really want to do it, tell people that I told you to say that.
Yeah, so it got to be really confusing. And I said to Bob Nozzle, I said, all right, you're right. Write anything you want. Yes, he did threaten me. Yes, yes, yes. But I'm telling you, you're a liar.
All right, and that's where it stands.
That's where it stands.
So Nozzle hasn't, he has not retracted, and we've called the Wingham Daily, we've called the Press Telegram, we've called the Herald, and we've called the Daily Angel. All of these papers, we've got five dailies in this town, folks. Five daily newspapers, including the Bartholomew Bugle, which is the suburban enterprise. And I said to all of them, I talked to all the editors at once, I had them all on the one, I had five phones.
It was embarrassing.
Embarrassing? I had five phone receivers trying to talk into these, and there was one phone. And I said, what are you trying to pull? And it turned out it was Tanya Wilson, or what's her name?
Tanya Wiesner. And Tanya Wiesner, when Pete said, I need five phones, she got one phone with five...
Five handheld things.
Yeah, five. One phone with five receivers.
Yeah, five things.
Yeah, and what he meant was five phones and one thing.
Right, but she didn't, so I'm holding five of these things, trying to balance them, and I finally said, I've had it, I can't stand it any longer, you're fired.
And I just got to say, thank you.
So I don't mess around.
That's the one thing I like about working for Pete, he doesn't mess around.
All right, we're going to be talking to Bob Nozzle today and see where we are. I'd like to see where we are. I'd like to just get a feel. I'd like to get the lay of the land. Where are we? Does he hate me? Does he disrespect me? Does he think, as he wrote last week in a column that was syndicated to some 150 papers, does he think that Pete Bone is a Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey clown without, as he put it, without the benefit of the big shoes, just a red-nosed, stumbling slob on the highway of America's recovery? And boy, oh boy. Well, I mean, that... never mind, because if I say anything... From the Kroner Building in Chicago, Illinois, you're listening to Pete Bone. Pete Bone will not be denied. All right, coming up, we got Randy who will have the news for us in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to Pete Bone. I won't be denied. I'm Pete Bone, and I'm on the line for you.
Pete Bone, on the line.
Folks, a lot of people are calling, they're writing, they're asking me, Pete, when is your 16-volume series coming out, Pete Bone's History of America? It is out, it's available, it's ready for you. You know, we are being lied to every single day. Every single day, you're lied to, your kids are lied to, your husband's lied to, your wife's lied to. When are we going to get the truth? Well, guess what? You got it now. Pete Bone has assembled the history of the United States, 16 easy volumes. We've got discs, we've got cassette tapes, and we've got the volumes themselves, the books. If you want to sit down and read, and I know a lot of you still like to do that, where you have the book and you open it up and there's words and whatever you want to do. I love the headphones.
I do too. I like to sit on airplanes and everything.
Yeah, that's really interesting. All I wanted you to do is just say one thing, like I do too.
Oh, I do too.
Great. And they've asked, they said, Pete, when is your History of America coming out? We've got to have the truth. When in the name of everything holy are you going to get the SOB done? Well, folks, it's done. I've got great news for you. Pete Bone's History of America is out and ready for you. You've been lied to. I've been lied to. We've all been lied to. George Washington was a raging, tiptoeing queer. It wasn't until we got Thomas Jefferson that we really got this country going. Abraham Lincoln, they say he freed the slaves. No, he didn't. Robert E. Lee freed the slaves, but Lincoln took the credit when Lee knew he was losing the war and he had to get the heck out of Dodge along with Jefferson Davis and the rest of those guys. And he said, okay, you go ahead, take the credit for freeing the slaves. Just please, God, dear God, give me my horse and my freedom. And Lincoln said, okay, that's the trade-off. These and other lies have been told to you and your kids. Now, Pete Bone sets the record straight. I think it's a great gift for any church, any youth club, any private organization. It's Pete Bone's History of America. I certainly do hope you'll take advantage of it.
Pete Bone's History of America. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Pete Bone, History of America, Chicago, Illinois. Tell us in that self-addressed stamped envelope where you are. Then we'll mail back to you the History of America volumes. Then you mail back to us the money. Okay, just do it. Just do it!
Pete Bone's History of America. I certainly do hope that you will take advantage of a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way to live your life.
Pete Bone!
Hi, Candy Allison here. Every day I've got Women's World. Oh, boy. We've got some of the great, great recipes. Anthony Bourdain is going to be here. He's the one that slaughters pigs and eats all of that slop. Well, he's going to be with us here, and we're going to be talking about different recipes that you can make. You, that's right. And recipes that we can all eat together and sit and enjoy and realize that we're all the same. We're all the same. The bigger you are, the more you look like me. If you've got six chins, you look like me.
Women's World, following Pete Bone. Today on
Boxley Wee.
Now, back to the Pete Bone Show, here on Boxley Communications from the Kroner Building in Chicago.
And thank you again, Wendell Crisp, and with me here is Randy Bremmer. This is Pete Bone. Bone on the line. Elvis Sharrock yesterday won his 18th primary. Bing Whitman lies in wait. What direction will this country take? I want to get on the line right now with one of our favorite political reporters. We've been talking to him for a long, long time, Henry Clown. And Henry, first of all, how you been?
I've been great. It's a better year, that's for sure.
How you doing, Henry?
Hey, Randy, how are you?
Great. Well, Henry, look, you know, they call you Henry Clown. They call you the clown's clown. They call you the clown of the clown prince of Washington. And you're my clown, I know that.
I appreciate it very much.
What do you think? I mean, this last gaffe by Bing Whitman, he was talking about taking the Chinese and having them do laundry again. Is this going to hurt him?
I don't think so, because he speaks off the cuff. He speaks, people appreciate that about him. They appreciate that about him. You know, he's not a racist. He just says what he says.
But can I say something, Henry?
Go ahead.
He said he wanted to round up all the Chinese, have them do laundry and wear those hats, and walk around going, oh, you know, with the buck teeth.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a segment of America that would like to see both the Chinese and the Japanese get the buck teeth going again. But you got to understand, Bing Whitman is a powerful, powerful man. His supporters love the power and the glory. He's big, and he looks important, and he builds buildings, and he's got that gorgeous wife, Latutica. You know, she is part Mongolian. She's got some Indian blood. She's very exotic. Now, I understand her breath is bad, but that's only because of the diet that she was raised with.
No, there's no doubt his wife is beautiful. That's about her breath being bad, though.
Well, because she comes from Lower Mongolia, I don't know where she's from, she eats a lot they eat an awful lot of raw meat, and most of the meat they eat is a desert rodent of some kind. And they use, for seasoning, they generally just use their own urine. So she's got some pretty funky breath. But I can tell you that I talked to Bing earlier, and he told me, well, you know, it's I want America to get to know my wife because she's very, very special. Yes, she does wake up every morning in a $40 million home, but so what?
All right, well, we're talking with Henry Clown right here. This is Pete Bone. Bone on the line, and Henry Clown is with us. He is our Washington correspondent, the Clown Prince of Washington. Randy, you made a good point, and I think we're all on the same page here, what he said about the Chinese. His statements regarding Governor Asafoeta?
I'm not familiar.
Governor Asafoeta is the territorial governor out there in the Wisely Islands.
Oh, yeah, well, all right, let's get into that.
I mean, he's talking about the guy running a rickshaw. He's talking about the guy...
Yeah, let's get into that.
He's the statement that he made, and you have it, Randy.
Yeah, right here, he said that Governor Asafoeta would look better pulling me around in a rickshaw than dressing up in a suit trying to civilize a guy that was meant to be climbing palm trees and getting coconuts.
No, I saw that quote. Here's the thing about Bing Whitman. People that are voting for Bing Whitman like him. They like the shoot-from-the-hip style.
I understand that. But when he says that a governor of a territory is better suited climbing with his bare feet and hands up a palm tree to get a coconut, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I understand. But I think in this politically correct time, and God forgive me, but it is so politically correct, Bing Whitman stands alone against all the political correctness and all of that.
Well, all right, but there are some people that are saying that he went too far when he talked about the guy being better at hauling him around in a rickshaw than actually being the governor.
Well, you know, six or one, you know, to each his own, to each his own.
All right, Henry Clown. Henry, thank you and the best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Henry Clown, what do you think?
Well, I mean, that's Henry, you know, and he's a surrogate.
Henry Clown's a surrogate for Bing Whitman, and what that means is he's paid. Bing Whitman made some statements. Yes, Bing Whitman is shoots from the hip, as we like to say. I like him.
I do, too. I think he's good for the country.
I think he's going to be good for the country. I like him, but he makes these comments. He said that the territorial governor over there in the Wensley Islands, Governor Asafoeta, would look better in bare feet, just, you know, shimming up a palm tree. Go fetch me a coconut boy, I think was his comment.
Yeah.
And some people think that went over the line. I don't know. I don't. Don't ask me.
Sometimes people think we're God Almighty or something.
Yeah, I can't decide for you. And the other comment, of course, that he made that all the Chinese and the Japanese should be rounded up, and if they don't have buck teeth, then they, by God, they better get some, because we got them in a laundry at when the sun goes down, and we want to see the big flat hat, and let's get some, you know, and I think the words were, let's get some goddamn laundry done. All right. That being said,
Bing Whitman is still the people's choice.
He still is the people's choice. No question about it, no question about it at all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Pete Bone. This is the Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone on the line. Pete Bone will not be denied. All you bone men, bone women, time to call now. Call the bone line.
I did. Call the bone line at 118.
Call the bone line at 118.
And outside the continental United States, 622-60.
And 8118. Let's go. Bone men, bone women. Let's talk about it. Elvis Chirac, as you know, has been in the news. Chirac's won another primary. And, hey, look out, because that bond issue with Bob Nozzle, and we're going to have Bob Nozzle on in just a few minutes right here on the Pete Bone Show.
From the Kroner Building in Chicago, Illinois, Pete Bone. He won't be denied.
On the west side, you can always get Polish and Czechoslovakian sausages from me, Arnie Harn. I'm Arnie Harn. I will not harm you. I know. Arnie Harn for Czechoslovakian and Polish sausage, Arnie Harn. I stand in Harn's way. Come on in. Talk to our countermen. Talk to the people that are in the store. Ask them, what do you think of the food? And if every one of them doesn't say it's the greatest goddamn thing they've ever eaten in their lives, Arnie Harn's Czechoslovakian and Polish sausages, still number one on the west side. I'll take my pants off. That's his promise to you. He'll take his pants off if you don't think his sausages are number one. That is my promise to you, and I've been making that promise for the last 50 years when I first came to this city and set up the Czechoslovakian and Polish sausage place. Arnie Harn, standing in Harn's way. If you don't think it's the greatest goddamn sausage that you've ever had in your life, I'll strip. I'll strip right there. Arnie Harn will strip. It's a 50-year guarantee that's still good. Arnie Harn, from me to you. Arnie Harn's West Side Sausage. Arnie Harn's West Side Sausage, and now the new Arnie Harn's South Side Sausage, and Arnie Harn's and Arnie Horn. Arnie.
Horn on the South Side. Bergladorf Eyewear. I know. I was blind until the age of 7. Then I crafted my own eyeglasses, and now I see gooder than ever before. My name is Dr. Bergladorn, and I can make this commitment to you. If you come in and let me take a look at your eyeballs, I'll sculpt a pair of glasses that at least will look good. If you can't see anything through them, that's on you, not me. But I'll give them to you for free. How's that for a guarantee?
And you're the winner of the contest, Mrs. What is your name?
Mrs. Marilyn, do I win?
What is your name?
Mrs. Marilyn Bremer.
Mrs. Bremer? You're not Randy's wife, are you?
No.
All right, you win. That man was lying. He doesn't have any such business. He was never blind. You win the Pete Bone, I can tell a bullshitter when I hear one contest, and you win a Pete Bone 16-volume History of America prize. What do you think?
Oh, God.
Oh! Pete Bone's History of America. You never know when it'll strike.
And now back to the Croner Building in Chicago. Hey, Bone.
All right, I want to get to some phone calls here. Let's go to Marilee. Hi, Marilee.
Hi, Pete. The Bob Nozzle, I don't know if you know this, but he was on Murray and Epstein's show this morning.
I heard about it.
And he said that he welcomes the opportunity to talk to you.
Okay, well, I welcome the opportunity to talk to him. But any guy... You know, Nozzle he's been on my case for a long time.
Well, he said that he wants to talk to you because he doesn't believe that you are really serious about taking him on in the gubernatorial race.
Gubernatorial?
That's good. It's for governor. It's the gubernatorial.
The gubernatorial?
Well, it's for governor.
Right, but it's called gubernatorial, right?
No, it's not. It's okay. Let's just say it's for governor.
No, they want us to say gubernatorial. That's it.
Gubernatorial.
No.
Yes, that's it.
All right.
He wants what?
He wants to go head to head, as he said, with you. And he said, and I don't mean 6'9". Okay.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. No, that's what he said.
And he said that on the Epstein show?
Murray and Epstein. Yeah, this morning. I heard it. You want me to play it?
Play it.
All right. Get the tape, Jerry.
I got right here.
I go head to head with that sketch, and I don't mean 6'9" because.
Do you hear that?
I heard that. I'll tell you something right now, Nozzle. I'm calling you.
That's what I wanted to hear, Pete, because we were shocked, absolutely shocked, and nauseated and disgusted, and we certainly do hope that you can do something about that. And I think.
All right, thank you for your call. Do you have that number?
I have it right here. I'm calling it right now. And if Bob Nozzle's listening, Nozzle, this is on you.
Let me tell you something, Nozzle. I not only am looking forward to that gubernatorial race, I'll give up my job here at Boxley Communications as one of the top talk show hosts in America, looking out for the interests of the American people. I'll run against you mano a mano for governor of this state, okay? But for you to talk about, you'll go head-to-head with me, and it...
Absolutely disgusting.
Another phone call. Hi, this is Chiro. Hi, Chiro.
Hey, Pete, what do you make about big women who want to rat up on the Chinese?
I think he is an absolute abject racist. There's no question in my mind. I think it has some merit insofar as we've got a laundry problem in this country.
Yeah, but everyone think Chinese are going to do laundry? You know?
Well, I mean, look at the stereotypical voice that you have, okay? I mean, we can't get away from it. Even on this show, even if we try to do a fake Chinese voice, it's going to come across sounding like a cartoon. So why not get our money's worth? And I'm saying split the difference, and let's just go ahead and eliminate the other percentage, and let's go ahead and have you guys do some shirts.
No, for me, a racist, you know, and people, if you don't disavow, you racist too.
I can assure you I am not a racist, sir.
Yeah, you are. You're a racist.
I'm going to hang up on him. I will not allow anyone to call me a racist. Our number 521-2121, 521-2121. Here is Graham. Hello, Graham.
Yeah, Pete. Listen, I'm not a Big Ben Whitman fan, but I don't hate it. You know, I don't hate him either. But I want to say this proposal, not only for the Chinese people, what he said about the governor there in the Whitley Islands to go up and get himself a coconut. I mean, do you not find that to be the most extreme in the history of the world comment?
Well, he also said that he wanted to be hauled around in a rickshaw by the governor. I think it's,
No, wait a minute. You got to come out and say, you got to come right out and say that that's wrong.
No, I don't know. I think with the political correctness.
You're a racist, man.
No one calls me a racist. No one.
Well, I just called you one. I called you a racist.
Why?
because you won't come out and condemn this guy Whitman saying that he wants the governor of Whitley Island to haul him around in a rickshaw and go skimmy up a shimmy up a palm tree and get him a coconut. You don't think that's racist?
I think that it's slightly offensive. I think that we can do better than that. I think we owe it to ourselves.
Come on, man. Quit pussyfooting around and call a spade a spade. It is a racist statement.
Well, you talk about a spade, okay?
What?
What does that mean?
You know what, man?
All right, right there, see? A lot of people don't understand what racism is. They really don't. I'm glad you brought that up, Randy. They really, really don't understand what racism is. Let's say I see a black guy and I go, hey, you boy, get those bags and put them into my car. Is that racist, yes or no?
I would say yes, it is.
Wrong. No, it isn't.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You don't question me, but I'm going to go ahead and volunteer the answer.
Oh, okay, that's what I mean. Would you please volunteer the answer?
Yeah. It's not racist because I didn't say the N-word, and I'm not looking at him because of the color of his skin. I'm simply looking at him as a guy that's handy to get my bags and to stick them in the back of the car. Now you may ask, well, what gives you the right to say you do that? It gives me the right to say it, but he has the right to say, no, I won't. What he doesn't have the right to say is using vulgarity and taking a poke at me with his fist. That's wrong. That's illegal. And we've got to, you know, there's a difference between legitimate protest and violence.
So you're saying basically that you should be able to say to a black man, hey, boy, get that bag and put it in my car.
And put it in my car. Now, is it racist?
Now you're telling me no, it isn't.
Exactly. It's no, it isn't. Okay, let's take some more phone calls here. Pete Bone, 2221 and 1112, 2221 and 1112. And Madeline. Hi, Madeline.
Pete, I was listening to what you were saying a moment ago. Yes, it is racist. If you're going to say to a man, hey, boy, get those bags, that's very racist. There's no way around that.
Why do you say that? I'm curious.
Why do I say it? Why can't you say to the man? First of all, you have no right to say to any, to direct anybody to say anything, to do anything. You can't say, you might say to someone, would you please help me because I can't get these bags in the car.
Well, that's essentially what I'm saying. That's essentially what I'm saying.
But you're saying, hey, boy?
Yes, because when you see a guy and, all right, he's black, but that, I'm colorblind, okay?
Oh, sure.
Hang up on her.
You are racist.
See what I mean? I can't talk sense with people. They immediately start to insult me.
What did she say?
She was about to call me and...
Oh, the a-hole.
Yeah, she was about to say a-hole. I knew she was, I could hear her mouth beginning to form urine, and then that's when I hung up. But let me tell you this. We're very politically correct in this country. If I say to a guy, hey, boy.
Would you say that to a white guy?
It depends on the white guy. You, I would. Of course, I would.
Me?
Well, yeah, I'd say, hey, boy, because you're my underling. You're white, aren't you?
Yes, but I don't understand.
Wait a minute. You can't have it both ways, Randy. You can't laugh and slap me on the back when I say, hey, boy, to a black guy.
I've never done that, Pete. I've never done that.
Well, I think that you would. I know you haven't, but I imagine that you would. You just seem like the kind of guy. Okay?
Well, thanks a lot for that. What is that supposed to mean?
It means exactly what I said. You can't laugh and slap me on the back when I say, hey, boy, get that bag and put it in, and then get all hurt, get all butt hurt, and start rubbing your butt and going, ouch, you know, and need to go into the shower.
I don't think you should talk to me like that.
Just hold on for a minute, will you, okay? I'm talking to Randy straight here, and sometimes he needs this, because as you all know, he has a pill problem and an alcohol problem.
And I don't think it's fair to say that.
All right, duly noted. But if I said to you, hey, boy, get my bags, that's okay, too.
And that's not racist.
No, it's not racist. How's that racist for me to tell you, boy, get my bags, and then get lost? Why do you call that racist?
Well, let's say it's very insulting.
Well, you may call it insulting, but it's no different from if I say to a black guy, hey, boy. Because my feeling is, and I know that a lot of people agree with me, and I talked to Pastor Richmond about this. As you know, I'm very, very close to my pastor. Our family attends the 19th Street Calvary Church. We're very, very close to him, and he's assured me that it is not racist and everything's fine. We'll go to heaven. We're going to heaven.
All right, we'll be right back. Pete Bone Show.
I duly noted, as I said.
This is Randy Bremmer, and this is the bottom of the hour news here on the Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone will not be tonight. Pete will be right back in just a moment. Downtown Boxley, we've got a new commission hearing, and it looks like there's going to be those parking spots opening up starting in April.
The city commission ascended to Wilkes-Barre in April, and the governor has given his approval on that, and the mayor has signed off as well.
Those parking spots had been approved of almost 2 years ago, and then there was a delay on the line where they said they did not have the funding. Well, the Boxley Mariners were winners in the El Segundo League. That is the El Segundo Women's Softball League, defeating Clowntown Mavens 5-3 yesterday in overtime outage. Weather for Boxley, mostly cloudy. We may have some thundershowers tonight. Temperatures dropping around 60 degrees. Thunderstorms overnight, and then in the morning will be clearing with a high of around 80 degrees. This is Randy Bremmer. This is Pete Bone. Bone on the line.
Hi, this is Pete Bone. I got a mattress that I want to tell you about because I sleep on this every single solitary night. It's called the Gripper. This is a mattress that reaches up and grips right where you need to be gripped. Now, it's none of your business where I need to be gripped any more than it's any of my business where you need to be gripped. But the Gripper mattress knows. It knows, and I don't ask me how it knows, but it does. I talked to Terry Tadlington down at Gripper Mattresses, and he won't even tell me. That's how good the Gripper is. Why don't you go down and test it? Test it out for yourself. Lay on the Gripper. Feel where that thing grabs you and squeezes until it hurts. But I'll tell you something. When you walk out of there, you'll feel like you had a good night's sleep and you only went to bed maybe for 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds tops. You'll get up. You'll feel like you slept 8 hours. It's amazing. It's called the Gripper. Tell them that Pete Bone sent you. And if they give you any crap at all, tell them you're leaving until they recognize who I am. If they say, oh, yeah, that's right, we know who Pete Bone is, then you go on and test the Gripper. It's the Gripper, and it's there for you. Test that.
This is Wilbur Neaton. The Gripper is at the Neaton Mattress Store. Only at the Neaton Mattress Store. Come on in and test it.
From the Kroner Building in Chicago, Pete Bone continues.
Randy Bremmer here, and Pete Bone will not be denied. We've got more phone lines opening up. We also have with us Bob Nozzle. Stick around.
Pete Bone on the line. No other talk show host in America will stand for the rights of man, stand for the rights of women, boys, and girls. We've got to stand together and get it together. We've got to get this thing together, or man, we burn separately. Now, hey, Bone.
All right, let's do it. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Nozzle.
So I gathered.
Yeah. Where do you get off, you know?
No, where do you get off saying that you're going to, you know, meet me anywhere, anytime, any place?
That stands because of what you said and the things that you do. Now, I'm running for governor of this state.
No, hold on for a minute. You challenged me. You said that you'd love to, you'll walk right up to me and tell me that you'll say dirty stuff.
What do you mean I'll say dirty stuff? I said I'll come up to you, I'll walk directly up to you, I'll go nose to nose, and tell you what I think.
Well, why don't you tell me now?
Because I don't want to tell you now. I'm not going to do it over the phone. I got more guts than that. I'm not going to do it over the phone. I'm not going to do a hit and run.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're dishonest.
No, it's not going to work that way. It's not going to work. You tell me to my face. You tell me to my face what you think of me.
Oh, you really? You don't think I have the guts to do that?
No, I don't. I'm running for governor of this state, and people are going to know that I'm an honest man. How dare you intimate that I'm not an honest man? And this stuff about Big Whitman, don't tell me that you're upset with the fact that he wants to quarantine Chinese people, have them do laundry, and have that guy go up a pond, go up the coconut tree, and go get the cuckoo, you got me so pissed off.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with what Big Whitman is asking the governor of the islands to do, and I don't agree with having the Chinese do laundry. I like the way Chinese do laundry. Is that racist?
Oh, my, yeah, it's racist. Of course it is. All right, you don't understand that?
I'm not saying they need to be forced to do that.
I'm telling you, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to tell you what I think of you.
Why don't you tell me now?
No, I'm not going to do it until I see you face to face.
Well, you come on down here and do it.
Okay, that's an invitation.
That's a very definite invitation. Hey, Bob, it's Randy.
Randy, I got nothing but good feelings for you. You take more insults from this guy.
Oh, why don't you shut up? Either put up or shut up.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I guess he's in his car coming down here.
He's in his car coming down here, yeah.
That guy, Bob Nozzle has been known through this town, and many of you don't know who Bob Nozzle is because you're too young. But ask your parents, ask my generation. Oh, man, what Nozzle did to us.
Nozzle was a piece of work, wasn't he?
Piece of work?
thing about Nozzle, he was very direct. And when he got it going, it was strong. I mean, very, very strong. But he could, he could shut it off, too.
And that's what they said Nozzle was good for.
Yeah, well, it sounds like we're talking about a hard Nozzle. Yeah. Hey, what are you...
Hey! Come on, Bob. This guy was telling me... Go ahead, take a shot. You, man. I'm all right, folks. I'm all right. That prick. Hey, you want some more? You get out of here. Get out of here, Bob, before we call the cops. Call me.
I'm calling the police on Bob Nozzle. Okay, you got your shot in, didn't you?
Yeah. Tell me.
Got your shot in, did you, Bob? Now you're going to jail.
It's the Pete Bone Show. We'll be right back.
Pete Bone, Mom.
He's on right now.
This is Pete Bone. What's coming up? 4th of July. Have you got your Pete Bone 4th of July flag? No, of course you don't. You always wait to the last minute. Let's not wait to the last minute anymore, okay? Get the Pete Bone 4th of July flag. It lights up. It blows up. It does all kinds of fireworks. It sits out there on your patio. Looks fantastic for the 4th of July. I love it. I know you will, too. Get the Pete Bone 4th of July flag with all the attendant fireworks. And, of course, get the Pete Bone 4th of July banner that hangs right over the patio there. And it's got a big picture of me, and I'm winking, and I'm saying, hey, happy 4th to you. So as people are going down the street, and I know, Randy, you've got this.
Looks great from the street.
It's a picture of Pete Bone. I'm hanging there, and my head's lit up, and I'm winking. The neon is going, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. And I'm pointing, and I'm laughing, and I'm having a great time. 4th of July, very, very special time to Pete Bone Show. I think it's probably my favorite time of the year, the 4th of July celebration. So why don't you get your Pete Bone 4th of July flag, the 4th of July light up neon banner with a winking Pete Bone head, and you can get it right now at Pete Bone. That's Pete Bone, care of the Kroner Building here in Chicago, Illinois. Pete Bone will not be denied.
Pete Bone will not be denied. Happy 4th of July.
I don't start crying. Bob Nozzle came in and assaulted me. So do you feel better? Do you feel better?
What are you gonna do?
Oh, he just called the police. You're going to jail, Nozzle. Get out of here.
You'll hear from my attorney.
I'll hear from your attorney. You assaulted me, man.
You pushed me to it.
Shut up. Just shut up, Bob.
We got a police officer outside right now.
Let me talk to this cop. Are you the cop?
Yeah.
Come on in here, cop.
Who are you calling cop?
I'm calling you a cop. Are you the guy to arrest this guy? Go arrest him.
Hey, sir, I want to get to the air. If I'm on the air or something right now, I don't want to talk. Well, this guy, he came in. I'm a witness. He assaulted this man.
All right, if he assaulted him, I'll get the facts and information. But I'm not going to do it on air.
I don't want to go to you!
Why don't you shut up, Nozzle? This guy came in here, cop, and started slapping me around.
Yeah? Maybe he had good reason.
Oh, man. You like that badge?
Not really, no. I'd rather be doing something else.
Jesus.
Kind of a smartass, aren't you, officer?
Yeah.
On a good day, yeah.
Forget it, man.
You want this guy arrested or don't you?
Yeah, I want him arrested, but I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah. Well, when I complete my investigation, if I find out that there was any wrongdoing on your side, as well as on this gentleman's side, then I can assure you that I will act in accordance with the law as well.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means I'll arrest whoever I got to arrest.
You don't understand me.
Sir, I want to talk to you over here, okay?
Get out of here. Just go talk to him, will you, Nozzle?
You did it.
That's a guy, Bob Nozzle, who wants to be governor of the state, loses his temper, comes down here, slugs me in the stomach. It wasn't that big of a shot. Now he's got to talk to this cop who took his sweet time getting here.
Well, Pete, I think you ought to just cool it.
Cool what, man? Cool what? This country is in big trouble. Big trouble. And it's getting in bigger trouble all the time, and I will not... I'm telling you right now, I'm just not going to stand by and watch it happen. Let's go over here to Hal. Hal, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Pete, and I think you did a very good job. Very good job indeed. Pete, I want to ask you about this situation with the Chinese. Have you ever had your shirts done by the Chinese?
No, I haven't. I've heard that they do laundry. I don't know.
Well, it's a damn good job, but I don't think it's the right thing to do. And I think that it's going to go down a slippery slope, you know, if we do that.
I understand that, and I understand the feeling that you and other well-meaning citizens have. But if these people... Yeah, we got a lot of Asians, and this was something that Bing Whitman wanted to do. He said, as long as they're pouring into this country, let's put them to work doing something that, I don't know, is...
I, I, I'm not saying they don't do the good shirts, and they do the shirt that they paint to do the pantaloon. But
what do you mean pantaloons?
Well, I used to wear those. You know.
Well, I don't think it's the smart thing, but if there's something they can do that. You know, all I want to know is where does Bing Whitman get off making these statements? And if Pete Bone says the same thing, well, then I'm a rabid racist.
Well, you know, that's the country they live in right now.
All right, well, thank you very much, sir, and have a good day.
That's a good lady.
What did he say? He's a lady?
No, he said, I don't know what he said.
All right, 6161.
All right. This gentleman said that you were baiting him.
Now, this is an officer we're speaking. What is your name, sir?
I'm not going to talk to you if you're under here.
All right, then. All right, I'll talk to you when I get off the air.
Yeah, you do that.
Smart-ass cop. One of the things that... Please
don't do it, Pete.
What do you mean, don't do what? One of the things that I don't put up with are smart...
You want something?
No, I'm... You know, these cops... Never mind, man. Fuck it. You know, I've... It's all I can do. Coming up, we got Elvis Sharrock, who has just won his 19th primary. Looks like Elvis Sharrock is on his way to becoming the Gladiola Party nominee. And we'll find out from Elvis Sharrock what he thinks about these doings and these goings-ons here as the Pete Bone Show presses on.
Pete Bone from the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois.
Gary Branton here. Gary Branton in the weather and sports. Mornings at 6, right here on
Boxley.
More of the psoriasis and dry skin. Have you tried Wern? Have I tried worms? No, Wern. It's a new moisturizing cream.
I haven't, no. What's it made of?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Werns. It's been in the family for 121 years. That's not necessarily a good thing. Werns. Available at your local pharmacy.
All right, Elvis Sharrock on the line. Welcome back here, Pete Bone Show. Elvis, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you? I hear you got a little bit of trouble.
I got into all kinds of trouble. Randy can tell you about it.
Hey, Elvis, let me tell you what. Pete took on Bob Nozzle. He took Nozzle's best shot, and now it looked like Nozzle going to jail.
And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, let me tell you that.
Well, congratulations on the primary win.
You got it.
What do you think is the challenge coming up?
Well, we have to neutralize Whitman. Whitman's out of control. I mean, he wants to... ship all the Chinese out. He wants guys going up palm trees and getting coconuts. Next thing you know, who knows what he's going to do? He's going to set us back years. He's going to have the Hungarians doing folk dances at the drop of a hat. Walk up to any Hungarian, and I saw this happen. This happened in this state, and wasn't too long ago. You could walk up to any Hungarian and say, get an accordion, play some music, and they would not be able to do nothing about it.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not.
Tell me that again.
This happened here right in this state. You could go to any Hungarian and go, you Hungarian? Yeah. Go get an accordion and dance. And there was nothing they could do about it. It was absolutely the worst thing. And a lot of guys, my father was one of them, by the way, Tony Sharrock, a lot of guys went to the wall and said, this is not right. This is wrong. And
that was, now I remember that. Now, but they had a fundraiser.
Yeah, well, they had, yeah, that was the unfortunate thing. It took a lot of years to recover. They had a fundraiser so we could raise money to mount a campaign to get these laws off the books, but the fundraiser was a Hungarian dance festival, and so they weren't sure how, so they went out and demanded that any Hungarian they saw go get an accordion. So it was a bad public relations move from this standpoint. They said, well, you're raising money to get rid of these laws, and yet you are utilizing the very same laws so you can have this fund. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so somebody wasn't thinking.
Somebody was not thinking. That's definitely the case. But I can remember those days like they were yesterday. Any German that was walking down the street, you, go get me. You could tell them anything. Go get me a dish of German food. You, are you Italian? Yeah. Go make me spaghetti. Only white guys who could prove their ancestry going directly back to the Midlands of England were allowed to walk down the street unhassled. Everybody else, you could go up to a Denmarkian, or what do they call them?
Like the Danish.
Yeah, you could go up to a Danish guy and say, go get me a cream puff. And there was nothing they could do about it. My father, Tony Sharrock, and a few other good men went to the mat. And they had,
the cream puff selling festival.
Yeah, they had a cream puff selling festival. They did it all wrong.
So what they did was, in trying to get these laws off the books, they utilized those same laws.
Right, that's what I told you just a few minutes ago.
And
well, okay. What I'm saying to you here, Elvis, is that it seems, I'm not saying it's hypocritical, but it seems oddball that they would do it more than once.
Well, how, I don't know how else they were supposed to do. If you want to get a law off the books, says you cannot demand of a Dane, you can't go to a Dane and say, make me a cream puff, and you don't have enough money to have a fundraiser unless it's to sell cream puffs, and you don't know how to make a cream puff.
Oh, come on. I mean, wouldn't you go out and learn?
What do you mean, go out and learn? Well, I'm going to go out and, hey, where are cream puff lessons in this town?
Well, you know, Pete's saying, rather than exploit the people.
You had no choice in those days. You had no choice. Remember Robert De Niro in Raging Bull? I got no choice. I got no choice. That's what happened. So my father, Tony Chirac.
Yeah. All about your father, I know. Now.
Well, what was your old man doing besides sitting next to a big jug of red wine? Huh? What was your old man doing?
Oh, man, that hurt.
Hey, if it hurts, it hurts.
My father was in jail, yeah.
Your father was in jail, put there by my father.
I understand that. I'm trying to make up for the wrongs my father did by doing this show.
And you're doing a great job doing a show. But don't ever think that my father, Tony Chirac, went out and got a bunch of Danish guys and hustled some Danish guys into a kitchen and said, make a, you and you, make cream puffs. Because it didn't work out that way.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I thank God Almighty that your dad was there. We need guys like Tony Schrock. We need you, Elvis, because Whitman is on the prowl.
Well, Whitman is a misguided guy. People think he's entertaining. People think he's a big, lovable slob. And maybe he is. But those big, lovable slobs have a way of turning on you. And all of a sudden, what was once a big, lovable slob is now a drooling thing lurking in the corner and moving toward you, removing its clothing. Okay?
God damn.
Yeah, think about that. Think about that.
All right, Elvis. Good image, and I apologize if I offended you.
No. It's we're all in this together. We're in it together, or we burn separately, and Bing Whitman's got to go. He's going down.
There's no question about it, Elvis. The best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elvis Chirac.
Good man.
He's a good man, and he is. We're hanging our hopes with him. We're hanging our hopes with him. As Elvis Chirac, I think, is the answer. It's the key. We've got to get more money. We've got to get more money for push-ups. We need more money for the T-ball sets.
Swing sets, too.
The swing sets. All of those swing sets downtown, the business people. There was a time you could walk out of any business building, any office building in this city, and go directly to a swing set and begin to use the swings. You could use merry-go-rounds.
Well, I remember when my father was working downtown, speaking of fathers, my father was working downtown, there was a slide and there was a sandbox.
Right.
And my father would leave the office at night and go down the slide and use the sandbox. And he used the sandbox much the same way a cat would use a sandbox. My father did.
You could do anything in those days.
Anything. He'd pull his pants up and get in the car and leave. And whatever he left in that sandbox, no one complained about. They went ahead and they said, well, looks like we need new sand.
Exactly. That's what, but we don't have that spirit anymore. Go ahead. You're going to come play? Clean the sandbox out and let's get going, man.
Yeah, don't complain that someone left a something in it. Scoop it out.
Right. Right. Well, folks, I can't thank you enough. Thank you from all of us to all of you. It's been a great show, but this is just the beginning as the Pete Bone crusade continues. And I want you guys to remember this. I want you to remember one thing and one thing only. I want you to buy Pete Bone products. Would you do that for me, please? Just buy Pete Bone products, nothing else. Everything you hear advertised on this show, buy. Don't buy anything else, even if it's medical supplies. We don't advertise medical supplies on the show. So that means that you can't buy medical supplies. Please, please understand, this is not a religious thing. I don't want you to buy medical supplies. If it means that you've got to be sick as a dog for weeks on end, let's do it. Let's help the Pete Bone Show survive. I'm Pete Bone. I won't be denied.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Pete Bone!